Then in 1960, he and Parks was now his dean of instruction, and the president and the provost at that time, and Parks called me one day and said, we're going to appoint a director of teacher education and someone to chair the faculty in teacher education. Before that, we had no way of coordinating the preparation of teachers, and we didn't prepare elementary teachers. We just prepared high school teachers. Mm-hmm. And he asked me if I would be interested, and I told him, of course, I would. But I said, I have to be honest with you and say that if I were to become, I have to say straight out that if I were to become that, if you were to appoint me in the Board of Regents, were to approve me, I would think that we would have to consider in time the possibility of a program in elementary education. It was inconceivable to me that a major American land-grant university did not prepare elementary teachers. They prepared child development persons who sometimes became elementary teachers, but there's no program. I said, I think we ought to have a program in elementary. I think we ought to have a college of education. And I think there ought to be a doctor of education degree. But so I said, if I were to take the job, I have to be honest and say that's what I would push for. And they said, we're going to hire you anyway, you know, no commitments made. So I became the director of teacher education and the chair of the faculty in teacher education. It was like being an administrator without portfolio. There was no budget. But one day I was downstairs in Park's office, in the office in the basement of Beardshire, and President Hilton came in and he said, where have you been? He said, I've been looking for you. He said, I thought maybe you might be out on the golf course. And I said, no, Dr. Hill. He said to Parks, what's he doing down here? Parks said, you know. He said, he's talking about elementary education. And Hilton said, well, he said, I know. He said, why don't you give me a paper in the morning listing why we ought to have a program? And I didn't remind him that I'd already submitted all kinds of material. And what he was telling me is put it briefly and to the point. So I went home that night and I wrote it and took it to him. And it went through, the process was faster and simpler in those days. It had to have faculty approval, but you could move quickly to that point. And so we put together a recommendation for elementary education, and Dr. Hilton said, after looking it over, he said, well, we'll take it through the proper course and I'll present it to the regents. And that fall, this was in late spring, and that coming fall, it was to go to the regents. And one day, the roof caved in because we had an outstanding football player who was heavily recruited, and the University of Iowa people came over and visited him during the freshman week, and the athletic director found out about it, and he didn't talk to anybody, went straight to the NC2A to report to Iowa, and our relationships just zoomed, because in those days it had to be approved by the other institutions in the regions. And Dr. Hilton called me and said, well, I got news for you. He said, I'm not going to present this to the Regents because it would cause all kinds of problems. And so we were delayed a year and till relationships were back to normal between and among the three region institutions. And so beginning then in 1961, we established a program in elementary education, and we put it in the College of Home Economics in the Department of Child Development, which was an excellent department with top flight faculty. And it started to grow because there was a demand for elementary. And by the time I left the university, our elementary program had over 1,000 students, top 1,000, 1,100 students. And we had the opportunity to design a program that was labeled education, but had a heavy academic component. In fact, the matter is, every elementary student had 30 hours in an academic major in the College of Sciences and Humanities in those days, which was more than persons in some institutions who had a degree in liberal arts and had teacher education, but we had a greater program in terms of academic concentration. And the program grew and prospered and became very well known. Our program, I jumped ahead. Before long, we had established a College of Education in 1968. And it was decided that our program for the preparation of teachers at the secondary level in high schools